This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm just an old coal miner and I labor for my bread.
That song from 1940 from Orville Jenks, who started working in West Virginia coal mines when he was 12. It's one of nearly 50 songs on a collection titled Music of Coal. Songs from Appalachia about the rise of the labor movement, about black lung disease, coal mine explosions, and the pride of mining.
I'm a coal mining man, and I am who I am, and I wouldn't have it.
The two-CD set was produced by Jack Wright. He grew up in a coal camp in the southwestern tip of Virginia. He remembers being 5 years old, listening to an injured miner who would hang around the company store with his guitar.
He taught me the first song, it was just one verse of a coal mining song, which I never heard again.
Do you remember what it was?
But I remember it, yeah. I've been digging in this coal till I feel like I'm a mole, but I'm gonna be set free someday, someday, some sweet day. I'm gonna be set free someday. That's all I remember, but he made his living. He'd been injured and couldn't work anymore, and he made his living going around from place to place playing music. So,
one of the earlier songs here is sung by Aunt Molly Jackson. It's called Hard Times in Coleman's Mine.
You sit down for breakfast, and all you had to eat is cornbread and bulldog gravy without a bite of meat. It's a hard time in old Coleman's Mine, a hard time, poor boy.
She's singing about time in the 30s, of time of terrible poverty and starvation.
We just can't imagine today how bad the conditions were in the 30s, especially where they were trying to organize.
Strike for union conditions, boys, say 70 cents a ton. Stick together like big brothers, boys, tell a victory you have won.
There's a song on here called 30-inch coal, which is very specific about specific mining techniques. Talks about riding a lizard in 30-inch coal. And I was wondering if songs like that would be just designed to be for the community that they're from, or would they be intended for a broader audience?
Hobo Jack Adkins, who sings that song, he worked in 30-inch coal, which is pretty low. I mean, it requires muscles and looseness, and these people are almost like yogis and Buddhas. They're so limber and able to work in that low coal.
Dear God, have mercy on a miner's soul, down on my poor knees in 30-inch coal.
Some of these songs, they were probably written from a coal miner's point of view, just for other coal miners, perhaps, or for the community they came from. They weren't written to become hits in Nashville or on any record charts.
Hmm. Did you learn something new about mining and about the history of mining when you were putting these songs together?
Well, I did. A lot of things that I learned were about how many people have been killed, or the huge legacy of people who get occupational diseases from mining, like silicosis and black lung, the huge number of those people. But also it was brought home to me with, there's one song called Coal Town Saturday Night.
The 1920s, just before the crash, I was working hard and living fast. We lived in Central City and our future looked bright on Coal Town Saturday Night. Kentucky coal.
And I'd never thought about coal miners going out and having a good time on Saturday night and dancing all night into the morning and that sort of thing, just like other normal people would do. So it was good to find those other jewels.
Bow and swing your partner to the left. Bow and swing your partner to the right. Listen to that fiddle and hold your lady tight. It's a coal town Saturday night.
I had never heard our opening song, Down in the Coal Mine, by the Edison Orchestra.
Down in a Coal Mine, played by the Edison Concert Band.
This song, Down in a Coal Mine, this was recorded in 1908, is that right?
That's right. It was recorded in 1908, but the song is actually much older than that. If you listen closely to it, it sounds like there are people acting out the song as the music goes on. It's very theatrical.
Hello, Bill. How are you, Mike?
Hello, Jack.
Down we go. Down in the coal mine, underneath the ground, where a beam of sunshine never can be found.
Are there great coal mining songs being written today, or is that time really come and gone?
Well, what I theorized is that miners don't write as much as they used to, partly because there aren't as many miners now, but also partly because of the working conditions. Miners don't have the quiet time between hauls that they had in the old days, like the singing miner George Davis said, between loads, he would pull up a powder box, and a powder box being what they kept the dynamite in. So George, with his lamp on his head, would pull out a piece of paper and a pencil and compose songs inside the mines using that powder box as a desk.
How you work inside all day long, when you come out to hear that song in the coal miner blues.
That's such a wonderful image of him down there in that mine with the lamp scribbling away.
A lot of the songs now are written by family members. Coal Dust Kisses by Suzanne Mumpower is a tribute to her, to two of her grandfathers who both were coal miners. And more that's happening is people outside of coal mining but connected to it through the family or friends have been fairly prolific in writing songs.
He worked hard in the mines. As a child, I thought it was a crime for a man to have to work that way.
Well, Jack Wright, thanks very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure, and you're certainly welcome.
Jack Wright produced the collection Music of Coal. You can hear more songs and see photos of Appalachian miners at npr.org/music.
On my cheek. 14 tons of coal each day. With every shovel he earned his pay, just like his daddy and his granddad did.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.